So here is the band structure of gallium nitride. And on the left, someone has done a calculation using density functional theory or one of these other methods that I talked about, tight binding, plane wave method, and calculated the bands of gallium nitride. When you do it, you get valence bands, which are filled, and at the top, conduction bands that are empty. If you look into papers where the electronic properties of a material like gallium arsenide are discussed, usually a band structure like this gets simplified to a picture that looks more like what's going on here on the right. And that's because when the electrons get thermally excited over the band gap, from the valence band to the conduction band, the empty states are always right at the top of the valence band. And the filled states are always at the bottom of the conduction band, very close to the bottom of the conduction band. So for many properties, all of this stuff down here, these states don't really participate because they're always filled. And the states at the top, they don't participate in the electronic behavior either because they're always empty. So the only important part of the band structure for electrical properties is the top of the valence band and the bottom of the conduction band. For other properties like optical absorption, if you want to know what the absorption is in the ultraviolet, then you really need to know what these states are down here and what those states are up there. So let's say there's a big photon that comes in and you want to find out how many filled states are coupled by this photon to how many empty states, then you have to know this whole structure. But if you just want to talk about the electronic properties, then we only need to know about the top of the valence band and the bottom of the conduction band. And this simplifies things a little bit because the bottom of the conduction band is always the minimum. And the minimum can be fixed by a parabola like this. And this kind of dispersion relationship we already discussed because this was the free electron model. So then we know what the dispersion relationship and the density of states look like for the bottom of the conduction band. So this is what we do. We characterize the bottom